Good morning and welcome to our studio. And I think you have some happy announcements to share with us.
Yes.
About the Russian bell or the...
The peace bell.
The peace bell. So that's really exciting, no?
Yeah, Miriam, good morning and thank you very much for giving me the opportunity, the lucky chance to speak about it. I'm really happy to share the news that the Peace Bell, the project I've been working on for the International Zone, is in its final stage. And at this very moment, it's going through the customs clearance procedure in Bangalore. And we do all pray for it to be delivered for the 15th August, for the Sri Aurobindo's birthday. And there may be even a chance that you can hear it at the bonfire. At the bonfire.
Yeah. So the target is to bring the bell to the bonfire. But also later on, you will have a program, I think, at 5 p.m. In the amphitheater, no?
Yes, 5:30 is the Russian Singing Bells program is already announced. And these two events, I hope they will be connected, that the peace bell will come and it will also stay for the program. Mm-hmm. So we can hear the both voices together, the deep low tone and mm-hmm. the sound of the instrument.
You said that it will stay. That means that peace bell is coming just for a visit or...
No. Let me tell you a little bit about this project. In November 2014, I felt a very strong inspiration, so to say, to do something for the International Zone related to the bells. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as you know, I'm doing this Russian Singing Bells already for more than 7 years. And this instrument has been always connected, in my understanding, with the idea of the International Zone, mm-hmm. that countries contribute their best to the International Zone, mm-hmm. and that's how we learn from each other what we have the best. Actually, the way I understand the work the mother meant for the International Zone is to discover the soul of the nation and manifest it here. And we have to explore the diversity and oneness of each nation. Like, we are different and still we are coming from the same source. And this exploration, as I understand, is the means to overcome the causes of the controversies between nations. And this is how we finally will be able to grow consciously together towards peaceful and harmonious life upon our planet and to become one humanity that is capable to manifest the new consciousness of oneness. So this is a very beautiful purpose, and we are here actually in the beginning of the creating, really, the International Zone. So the peace bell comes as a symbolical contribution from Russia to the overall International Zone development. Mm-hmm. And the aspiration behind it, that its deep and long resonating tone will help to focus the energies on the work of unfolding the International Zone.
It does have us, and the frequency does affect us, and you can do that, yeah?
Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about the bell. Mm-hmm. It is a plate bell made in Moscow by the same bellmaster who made the Russian singing bells, and its weight is 82 kg. Mm-hmm. It's basically a human height and human weight. Mm-hmm. And
the material
is aluminium, and the tone it produces is equivalent, say, if you would make a traditional bell, to get the tone, you would need to cast a bell of approximately 100 tones.
Oh, you mean that with aluminium you can achieve that?
With aluminium, yes, exactly. Oh. Aluminium gives a very low frequency.
So this bell would be heard like 10 kilometers?
The effect, actually, in July when it was made, I was there in Moscow. And I had the privilege to hear it first. Yeah, and the effect, the impact of the sound is more physical. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not like you're banging metal against metal. There is a soft mallet.
It's a vibration, yeah?
It creates a deep penetrating vibration, and actually all the organs of your body vibrate. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's true.
And as the... tuning of the bell is, I would say, almost the perfect harmony. So in this way, it helps to tune both physical, the outer level, and the inner level to a certain level of harmony.
Cool. So that bell is coming and it's going to stay.
Yeah, the idea was that it's going to be a public installation somewhere in the European zone. But before the space is developed, actually, there are two places where it can be installed, either Unity Pavilion or the Tibetan Pavilion. Mm-hmm. But my focus so far has been so much on making and delivering the bells that I have not thought of how it will be used afterwards. My idea is that it's going to be either a day of the week, a few days of the week, or a certain hour during the day when people can come and listen to the sound and meditate with it. Mm-hmm. And I also...
So for the beginning, you will put it where? Unity Pavilion? This table?
For the moment, I'm talking to Tibetan Pavilion. I hope there will be... It's very cozy atmosphere there, and people do come there for meditation. So I hope they will be able to accommodate the bell.
That sounds actually really amazing, yeah? That thing like that can do. There's anything else you would like to share with us?
Yeah, actually many things, because the project took about 1 year to be realized. I started fundraising actually October, November. And my suggestions to people my idea was to invite as many countries as possible to participate, even with a token donation. Mm-hmm. So at this moment, there are people from 22 countries who contributed.
And from Oroville or from all over?
From all over the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Oroville participation was not so big, unfortunately. I did get a lot of support from Orovillians to do this.
Since you're talking about that, how much was the whole project, cost of the whole project?
Yeah, the estimated amount was 2.5 lakhs. Mm-hmm. But since we had to shift the making of the bells to Moscow, because of the technical reasons, we couldn't find the proper metal here. So the expenses went up almost to 4 lakhs.
Transport the bell,
yeah? Yeah, and transport and the stand also. So we are now a bit short of 1 lakh, and I'm using this opportunity to appeal to people, please contribute at least a small symbolical sum to the peace bell, just to support this aspiration.
But don't you think when the bell would be here and we will hear it and we will feel it, that is because I know the frequencies, the sound does affect us, we want it or not, it does affect us physically, and then also it does change the upper levels, as you said, yeah? So don't you think that it will inspire people to contribute towards it?
We shall see. I don't know. As I say, I didn't think what happens after. I only think of what's going to happen immediately.
You just wanted to materialize.
Yeah. And then I think we will see how it will be received, what will be actually the people's experience with it. And as you know, the sound, the human soul has a very mystical connection with the bell sound.
Yes.
So the bell sounds in all traditions are considered to be sacred.
And also healing properties, right?
Exactly, and healing properties. It's like a connecting link between invisible and visible.
It's actually in all the cultures, because Feng Shui also got it for the cleaning purposes of the house. You actually do treat it with the sound, with the bells, right? It's true, yeah?
Yeah, nice. As I understand, it brings a certain structure to the subtle space in which we are inhabiting. Mm-hmm. Well, it's subtle in both in physical space. So, but what is more important is what I observed during my work with the Russian singing bells, that the sound of the bells, it helps people to interiorize, to go inside, to calm down, get quiet, and in this quietness to experience a deeper connection, to experience a deeper level of the beings. Mm-hmm. And in this state, it's more easy to come in contact with the inner being, and to explore the inner dimension and the inner reality. And it is there where we are getting on the level of this inner reality, we are getting closer to the sense of oneness. So that is...
Well, that's a personal journey and personal experience. So actually, you are a really blessed person, I think, you know? You're dealing with something which is sacred and it actually connects you directly, no? You don't feel blessed?
Well, perhaps, I really, I'm so much into the journey that I cannot come out
I'm telling you that I see the people who are trying, and even I'm struggling with certain things, but then I'm talking to you and then I realize that actually you are super blessed because you are within, you know, like you can deal with it and you know exactly how to deal with it and you get it. I mean, you got to the point, so that is a blessing, I think.
Perhaps, thank you.
Thank you.
So yeah, I would like also to say a little bit about the people who contributed. So the biggest contribution came, of course, from Russia. Mm-hmm. I did not expect it, but it was more than half of the funds came from Russia. The second big support I got from India, mm-hmm. and the third was unexpectedly China. So. For me, I'm not doing this kind of projects. It's a big learning experience for me. I do not have a background.
Fundraising.
Yeah, fundraising is not my cup of tea at all. But it was interesting to observe how the money come for Oroville projects. Mm-hmm. So when you formulate something that has a value and the value is shared, like the value of peace, and you present it humbly and you offer to people to participate, then they feel it is not anybody's personal project, that they feel it is our common project, and then they're willing to share. And I was most surprised to see how Chinese people supported me. Those actually, most of people who supported me, they in some way or other already came in contact with the bells and with this instrument. So mm-hmm. I've been presenting this project during my open sessions with the bells, mm-hmm. and you know, the most general people were Chinese people. Thank you.
Yeah, many of them, you know.
Yeah. Out of European countries, I got the strongest support from Netherlands and Germany. Mm-hmm. And, of course, AVI, Oroville International.
You mean the common...
Especially Oroville International, Germany and UK, they supported me both morally and financially. So, and of course I went out, I spoke to friends, those who are interested in Oroville, those who know about Sri Aurobindo and the mother. Mm. So it was a big journey, and now it's the project is coming to its realization, final manifestation in Oroville. Mm.
As you said, Peace Bell is in Bangalore now?
Yeah, yes, all the...
So how
do
you get it here?
It's
truck?
Yeah, by truck. Well, it's not so heavy, like four people can lift it.
80 kgs, yeah, but it's big, no?
Yeah, and at this very moment, the stand for the Peace Bell is being made in Oroville, in Oroville Carpentry.
Mm-hmm. So it's wooden?
It is a wooden stand. Initially, we had something like at least a dozen designs for the stands, mm-hmm. for the stand. And now, it's coming to be a very beautiful wooden design. And I would like also to say a few words. It's Ricardo's Carpentry. Mm-hmm. I would like to say a few words about the team, the project team. Mm-hmm. That as I was talking to people, a few people came and formed the core group, so to say. So one was Sergei Kornienko. He is mm-hmm. a young and talented architect from Moscow. Mm-hmm. The other was Vyacheslav Mitievsky. Mm-hmm. He has just come aspiring to become Orovillian. He's just started his pre-newcomer process. And the third one was Sergei Novotny, who actually took up all the organization and administration and also supported a lot financially.
But Sergei Novotny, he's already a new Orovillian?
No. He's from Moscow.
Oh.
He's, yeah. But he's coming for the bonfire. So these are my three heroes. And of course, Ashesh, my husband, Ashesh Joshi, supported me a lot. We had to do a research on the metal. Mm-hmm. So he went out to Bangalore and Mumbai and he got me the samples of aluminium. And, it's not an easy travel. And then he went to his family and asked for donations from his family. And there was a very interesting episode when his little niece of five year old was the first one to run to her piggy bank. Mm-hmm. And she took out 10 rupees and gave to Ashesh. So this is the youngest participant, the youngest donor, the most willing. And the oldest donor, I would say, is 80-plus, Indian person who believes in the value of peace more than in anything else. And as I said, we had quite an over budget. So thanks to friends in Oroville, and thanks to friends of Oroville, there was a possibility to cover a little bit. Actually, the friends of Oroville who donate regularly for various Oroville projects, and they came up and they donated 50,000 rupees, and this practically saves us for the moment.
Nice. It's a nice feeling, no? That you are working on something which it's important to you, and you know. Because I know the way person you are, you do think about the community and the humanity and all, and then people see that and contribute by it.
And actually, this I would say that this project is just the start. Again, there is a strong aspiration to create a special environment, a special space for these sounds, a resonating space. Where people could come freely and communicate with these sacred sounds, and to come in order to come in contact with deeper layers of their being. So I hope this project will be realized in the international zone. As here again, we have one more feature of Russia. Why I actually connect Russian Singing Bells, Russian Pavilion, and International Zone. As the mother said, or mother confirmed rather, that Russia's task is to manifest brotherhood. Yeah, and the
brotherhood is common to Slavic nations.
Exactly.
And not only to Russia, the way I know.
Exactly. And interesting that the sound of the bell was always something that would call people to come together. So for me, the sound of the peace bell is actually the call to the nations to come together and start this very important and sacred work. Because as the person has to discover his soul in order to fulfill his destiny, in order to live his life meaningfully, the same way the nation has to discover its sacred source, and its sacred qualities and manifest them, so that this whole puzzle of humanity becomes visible,
nice picture,
clear, and understandable. What we are here to do, what are our essential qualities?
Cool. But since you're talking about that, and I just remember something, how do you see as a revealing the purpose of international zone? Or because there are some objects, some people do object that the international zone is not so important, that the life currently. So what do you think? What is the purpose of international zone?
Well, actually,
I know that you know it.
Actually, that you just have to look at the plan of Oroville, and you see that just a quarter of the city was dedicated by the founder of Oroville, the mother, to this particular work. And this work, as I understand, like the mother gave the aim of Oroville, peace and human unity. So the focal point for this work on peace and human unity is international zone, and it's kind of a bridge between Oroville and all the world. All other zones of Oroville are kind of more internal, and this one
and
is
support,
opens
and
opens
to international zone, no?
Yeah, it should be. shouldn't be like, and this international zone is the focal point of communicating to the world of the values of the soul.
And we are still in the beginning.
But the big road, you know, you just have to make one small step, and then another small step, and another small step, and in the end you travel the whole road. So we just need to aspire strongly and live long enough.
Yes, even more. Shall we wrap it up? The Russian peace bell is on the way. It might be heard.
I ask people to join my prayer so that it actually comes, so to create this expectation, so that the customs
materialize,
so that the customs hears, yes, we wish it to come for Sherubindo's birthday, and releases it soon.
Okay, well, thank you, all the best, and thank you for your participation, for the Russian singing bells and for the peace bell, and I'm really looking forward to hear it and feel it.
Yes, and please come to my program on 15th, 5:30 in the amphitheater.
Cool.